Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, March 2nd, and the Democracy Campaign has learned that Republican Governor Scott Walker's proposed two-year state budget for 2011 through 2013 makes substantial changes to a voluntary program that provides full public financing for state Supreme Court candidates. The so-called Impartial Justice Act is barely a year old, and the candidates in the current Supreme Court race, incumbent Justice David Prosser and challenger Joanne Kloppenburg, are the first to take advantage of it. With us to talk about the changes is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, tell us about the Impartial Justice Act and what Walker's budget proposes to do with it.
Well, this new program was created in late 2009, and this is the first election, the one we're going through right now in 2011, is the first Supreme Court election to be conducted under the Impartial Justice Act. The idea behind the law is to give candidates the ability to run for the state high court without having to go out and beg for big campaign donations from wealthy special interests. It's designed to allow candidates for the court to be independent of that special interest influence and be able to run campaigns and communicate with voters with a source of funding that doesn't compromise their ability to be fair and impartial judges once they win a seat on the Supreme Court. What Governor Walker has done really guts the Impartial Justice Act. What he's proposing is to eliminate a key funding source for the program. Without that funding source, the program's not going to work. You know, the law is really designed to do two things. First, it's designed to give basic grants to participating candidates who qualify for public financing to allow them to run their campaigns without the need for special interest money. The second thing that the law is designed to do is provide matching funds for candidates who face attacks by high-spending opponents, outside interest groups. Only half of the law is effectively being implemented in this election. The candidates are getting the basic grants to run their campaigns, thanks to the funding source that Governor Walker wants to eliminate. But because rules requiring disclosure of outside interest group spending have been tied up in court, the matching funds that the law would provide to candidates to counter those attacks can't be made. That part of the law is not being implemented. So, and certainly it wouldn't be able to be implemented in the future if this funding source is gone. So what we've got is a law that has proven effective so far, but only half of it is even in effect. And so it's really operating at half strength. If Governor Walker's budget proposal becomes law, it isn't even going to be able to operate at half strength. And so this would be a crippling change to this system and would truly gut this new system of public financing for Supreme Court races.
I think anyone listening can probably pick out what's bad about that, but bottom line, why is this bad? So if this law doesn't work because it's not funded properly, and we go back to previous ways of doing things, previous ways of running Supreme Court elections, so what?
Well, it would bring back the Supreme Court auctions that we've had in the past, like those we saw in particular in 2007 and 2008. The other thing that I think is important to realize is that traditionally we've had sitting Supreme Court justices running unopposed. In most past years, when a sitting Supreme Court justice came up for re-election, they faced no opposition or token opposition. One notable exception to that was in 2008, where you had the incumbent justice face an extraordinarily well-financed challenge by a single opponent. You saw record-breaking special interest spending, and you saw ghastly smear campaigning in that contest. What we've really seen is the onset of Supreme Court auctions. Well, what we're seeing in 2011 is a marked departure from what we had. The incumbent justice, David Prosser, didn't run unopposed. In fact, three other candidates jumped into the race thanks to the presence of that public financing system. Two of those other candidates qualified for the public financing. Now, if the law were allowed to be fully in effect, then when the Club for Growth came in and spent $321,000 in the primary supporting Prosser, the law would have triggered matching funds to the other candidates and allowed them to counter those attacks. But that part of the law is not in effect because the disclosure of that spending is tied up in court. There's no formal disclosure of the Club for Growth spending. We've learned how much it was, but there's no formal disclosure, and therefore there's no way for the state to match that spending and provide matching funds to the candidates. And that, you know, that leaves us with a system that did produce a field of four candidates, which is a rarity in state Supreme Court races, yet we still have a race that is vulnerable to undue special interest influence. If Governor Walker's proposal is enacted by the legislature, candidates aren't going to be able to run free of special interest money. They certainly aren't ever going to be able to get any kind of matching funds to counter outside special interest group attacks. So this would truly return us to the auctions that we've had in recent years, and I think return us to the point where we're not going to have the kind of competitiveness in these races that the public deserves. People are not going to have meaningful choices at the ballot box. So that's why this is bad. It really denies the people of Wisconsin a true choice in these Supreme Court elections, and ultimately it undermines the possibility that we can have sitting justices who are free of the special interest influence that now contaminates our state's highest court.
Well, I guess the final question then is, what are you going to do about it, and how much time do you got?
Well, the budget proposal, it now goes to the legislature, and people need to contact their representatives in the Assembly and Senate and let them know that we need to have a Supreme Court that's free of special interest influence. We don't want the Impartial Justice Act gutted. The budget is supposed to be done and in place by the end of June. Given the enormous controversy surrounding this budget, I don't think it's unlikely that this will spill over into late summer or even into the fall, as it has in some recent years. So I think we're talking about months to try to change what is in this budget. But people have to immediately respond to this and be in touch with their senators, be in touch with their assembly representatives. Let people know loud and clear that we don't want to go back to Supreme Court auctions. We really want to have Supreme Court elections, and we want to be able to have the winner of a Supreme Court election be able to serve on the state's highest court without being ridiculously beholden to the wealthy special interests who will come before the court.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more detailed information about the Impartial Justice Act and the ramifications of Walker's proposed budget, please check out the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.